You know, said General Stubblebine, if they'd just stuck to Jim Channon's ideas, they wouldn't have needed all that crap. By Jim Channon's ideas, do you mean the loud music? I asked. Yeah, said the general. So the idea of blasting prisoners with loud music, I said, definitely originated with the 1st Earth Battalion. Definitely, said the general. No question. So did the frequencies. The frequencies? I asked. Yeah, the frequencies, he said. What do the frequencies do? I asked. They disequilibrate people, he said. There's all kinds of things you can do with the frequencies. Jesus, you can take a frequency and make a guy have diarrhea, make a guy sick to the stomach. I don't understand why they even had to do this crap you saw in the photographs. They should have just blasted them with frequencies. There was a silence. Come to think of it, though, he added a little ruefully, I'm not sure what the Geneva Convention would say about something like that. The loud music and the frequencies. I guess no one's even thought about that, said the general. That's probably an untested set of waters from a Geneva Convention perspective. On 12 May 2004, Lindy England gave an interview to a Denver-based TV reporter called Brian Mass. Brian Mass. Did things happen in this prison to those Iraqi prisoners worse than what we've seen in these photographs? Lindy England.
Yes.
Brian Mass. Can you tell me about that? Lindy England.
No.
Brian Mass. What were you thinking when those photographs were taken?
Lindy England. I was thinking it was kind of weird. I didn't really, want to be in any pictures.
Brian Mass. There's a photograph that was taken of you holding an Iraqi prisoner on a leash. How did that come about?
Lindy England. I was instructed by persons in higher rank to stand there, hold this leash, and look at the camera. And they took a picture for PSYOPs, and that's all I know. I was told to stand there, give the thumbs up, smile, stand behind all of the naked Iraqis in the pyramid, have my picture taken.
Brian Mass. Who told you to do that?
Lindy England. Persons in my higher chain of command. They were for PSYOPs reasons, and the reasons worked. So to us, we were doing our job, which meant we were doing what we were told, and the outcome was what they wanted. They'd come back, and they'd look at the pictures, and they'd state, Oh, that's a good tactic. Keep it up. That's working. This is working. Keep doing it. It's getting what we need.